All right, so SIP 2004. So I guess some preamble is that we've had Perps V2 live for about 2 months now, and we've been getting a lot of attention, especially with the ARBs right now. However, like as we've seen the product be used, we're noticing a lot of various areas in the protocol that can be improved or updated, just to give a better trading experience to users, but also an easier integration experience for partners. And so in this SIP, there are five different changes or proposed changes that we'd like to introduce, and some of the rationale for each one. Let me just bring that up, actually. Yeah, okay, cool. So the first change is we'd like to introduce a CMIT close delayed order function. This is just a really simple quality of life change that would really help integrators when it comes to closing a position. So the way you close a position in perps is you just invert the size of the current open position. So if you have a size 10 long ETH, you close it by opening up a short, short negative 10 ETH. And so we had this feature already in Atomics in V1, also in V2. It's just nice to have this kind of feature in V2 as well, just because it's just easier for them to close an order. Again, a better experience for integrators. The second proposed change is to always allow a position to reduce or close, even during times where the resulting position is above max leverage. And so this is a problem that Quenta raised early on when we first went live, is that if a degen comes in and they 25x leverage their position, and the price moves in the opposite direction, they can't actually close the position, even if their position is still healthy, without depositing more margin. And so that's a really terrible experience. So we'd like to also make it such that you're able to reduce or close the position even if you're above max leverage. And so this again is also a feature already the existing in perps or features V1. It's also present in Atomics as well. And so we'd like to add this as part of off-chain orders as well. The third change is to remove the commitment fee on submission, and then to disallow cancellations. And so the way it works right now is when you submit an order into Perps V2, we charge you two fees. First is the keeper fee, and the second is a commitment fee. And upon execution, the keeper fee is given to the keeper or the user that executed it if they're still in trade. And then the commitment fee is essentially just the maker taker fee. And so there are times where early on we had some issues with executing orders, and as a result, some of the orders couldn't get executed. And so when that happens, that commitment fee is essentially foregone. And so it's a kind of a terrible experience for traders to see if they submitted an order, it doesn't execute, and they're forced to pay a fee to cancel, and kind of nothing happens. And so we want to remove that fee, and only charge it once the order has been executed. And the part around cancellations is that the reason why we even added this fee upfront is to disallow people kind of like, submitting a trade and then kind of watching the price move and cancel before they could execute. If we can't allow cancellations, then the fee necessary to be paid on submission is not necessary. And it's actually true the case when orders tend to execute quite quickly, and so very rarely would you like would a trader be able to cancel their order before it's executed anyway. So it's kind of a nice feature just to get rid of it, and then just to charge your regular maker taker fee when the order is executed. So that's the third change. And the fourth change is to change the way this liquidation buffer ratio parameter that's configurable through SSCP to be rather than across all markets, so one variable that's used across all markets, both crypto and Forex. Instead of doing that, we want to make that variable to be specific to each market. And so the rationale for that is like Forex markets behave quite differently and have like different patterns than say crypto. And so you want to be able to have that flexibility such that we can kind of fine tune that variable differently depending on the market. And the last one is we want to change this slippage protection, price protection mechanism from the way it works now is when a trader submits an order they specify, well, we call it like price impact delta, but it's just like a percentage of price movement that they're happy to accept, depending if it's, you know, long or short. And so rather than specifying a percentage, we want to specify an exact desired price. And so the current mechanism now works in such a way where the trader is essentially protected from price impact. However, if the price moves like wildly from between when they submit the order to when it's executed, they're not protected on like a large price movement. And so by specifying an exact price rather than a delta at that point in time, it just adds a bit of like extra protection. But I think Caleb or Afif can probably give a bit more detail on this specific change. But yeah, those are the five things that we want to add. I think this is like, we want to stop doing perp 2 and move it to perp 3. And so this is like the last five things we want to add before we call this like done. But yeah, these are the five features. So I think I can open the floor to any questions and discussions.
Yeah, sounds good. Any questions for David on SIP 2004?
So the commitment fee stuff is not going to affect cancellation orders, right? There is like, you are still penalized for canceling orders, right? So you can't game that sort of thing, right?
Yeah, so the way that works is you basically can't cancel your order. There's a period of time where you have to wait before your position can be, like before your order can be executed. Right now you can cancel it before that time is reached. And so, yeah, you basically can't cancel your order until it's stale, basically. So you can't game the system, if that explains it.
Okay. I was under the impression that you had to forfeit, or you still had to pay like a fee, I guess. So there's no, it's not free, a free option, basically.
But yeah. You cannot cancel anymore. So there's no options. The only way it can be canceled is if keepers are not filling orders, or Pith is like down, you know, the network. So, or Pith and Chainlink are far from each other, so that orders can't get executed. And in those situations, order can go stale, you know. Mm-hmm. And if they do, then there's no point. Taking advantage, because you cannot do trades, you know.
Got it. Okay.
Isn't Bedrock also going to reduce the latency on execution of orders anyway?
Sure, yeah. That's definitely, I think. You won't have time to cancel once the confirmation window is shortened further.
Yeah, exactly. Plus, and so, yeah, basically it's impossible to cancel. So let's just remove that fee and charge it later on, such that if, you know, things go down, then the trader isn't penalized for no reason. But the system being down shouldn't be penalizing the trader, for example.
All right. Any other questions? SIP 2004.
Out of these, just out of curiosity, which have come from integrators rather than internally?
Sorry, could you repeat that?
Like, which ones came from Decentrix and Quenta versus like us thinking about them? I think they're like a mix, you know? There is no way to... It's probably things that integrators ask for and stuff that we were also thinking about. So it's like an overlap, you know. Like for instance, the fill price thing, the minimum price of execution or maximum price. We like came up with it, but Bert told me yesterday that many had been asking for it as well. So it's a combo.
Okay, no further questions from me.
All right. Thank you, everybody. So, David, this SIP is ready for a vote then?
Yeah, everything's up. So I think someone's got to set up on Snapshot. Otherwise, it's good to go.
All right. And I guess, Caleb, you'll be setting that up then, correct?
Yeah, we'll do.
So perfect. Could we see these changes be live by Tuesday of next week?
It requires auditors to have a look, you know, and not...
not possibly yet on testnet, but I don't like giving specific dates.
Right, yeah.
All right, great. Thank you, everybody. I guess that's it for tonight.
Thank you, Connor.
Thank you. Thanks, everyone. Thanks, David.
Boozy. Thanks.